Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, Callis was fired up. Yeah, I saw the statement.
He felt wronged.
I saw somewhere that he's a very good communicator, so it looked like he lived up to his billing there.
Have you ever met Harry?
Me? I see Harry all the time.
Oh, yeah. You come in with the morning show. Yeah, of course. All right. Thank you, big boy.
All right, Joey.
See you, buddy. Mark Cabali. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, hot and humid with a chance of storms throughout the day. A high of Heath Miller, 83. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Man, I want to dive in, Sean, to this quarter century team just a little more. That's what I want to do. This TJ Watt going on the practice squad really rubs me the wrong way. I'll tell you that much. He's a better player than Jared Allen was. He's a better player than Myles Garrett is.
It's weird that they would have Garrett on there, what's he, like 8 years into his career or whatever. I would have a hard time putting him on there. Certainly, obviously, Watt ahead of him. But then some of the guys who weren't on the list seem to be pretty glaring omissions as well that have either completed their career or further ahead.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. And also, we have a very special guest, a guy who's made a lot of news around here over the past few weeks. And that is intern Dom, has become a figure of some controversy.
The notorious intern Dom.
Yeah, at the station. And I want to know, I want to know whether Bob has sent his minions after intern Dom. Because Dom has chosen the biggest target in town. Let's talk to him next, and let's get to the bottom of some of these selections on ESPN's all-quarter-century NFL team. Are there any other Steelers? Well, there's one I can think of at receiver. Let's go back to that. We'll talk about it next. First, and there's a lot going on right now with NBA. Maybe the end tonight, and also Major League Baseball really kicking into high gear. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge, is the best place to get in on all the MLB action, from hits to total bases to home runs. They've got a lineup filled with all your favorite wagers. If pitching is more your thing, FanDuel has a deep bullpen of bets from strikeouts to shutout innings. I honestly think that Scooble could throw a no-hitter against the local club tonight. I really believe that. Either way, don't get caught looking. Join today. New customers get started with $200 in bonus bets. If your first $5 bet wins, just visit FanDuel.com/Starkey to step up to the plate. That's FanDuel.com/Starkey for your chance to score $200 in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online, real money wager only, $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Breaking news, quite pertinent to the Steelers, whose secondary I find highly questionable and wrote about that in the Post-Gazette today. Jair Alexander goes to the Ravens, intern Dom. You just informed me of that. You were looking at your phone.
I broke the news to you. That was very cool.
That was eye-opening. I saw Lamar Jackson lobbying for him. He was like, listen, I love all the corners we have. Go get him, he said to their GM, DaCosta. Go get him. And they got him. And good for them. They're just so much better than the Steelers right now. It's just undeniable.
Right. You want me to comment?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm looking over at you desperately, and you're sitting in Bob's chair. What did you think I wanted you to do?
Which, by the way, I don't know who was sitting in this chair before, but good golly, is it high up.
And also,
I can't lower it.
Well, yeah, just...
No, I tried. The thing doesn't lower, so now I feel awkwardly high, but it's okay.
It's a high chair you got
now
there.
Now you
got
to ask the pertinent question. He does have a high chair. I should feed him smashed peas and give him a baba. This is unbelievable with intern Dom. You asked him a pertinent question, Sean. Why is his Syracuse football shirt not orange? It's blue.
And I said to Sean, because Syracuse's secondary colors are blue.
Yeah, but you have a Syracuse shirt. It should be orange.
No, but orange is too bright. I don't want to walk around looking like a traffic cone.
That's actually a good point, is it not, Sean?
He looks like a traffic cone when you play basketball against him, so it'd be fitting.
Ooh, wow, hurt. Sean, wow. By the way, we haven't played basketball in a very long time. It's very sad.
I want to play. I told Sean that earlier today. I played at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. I thought I acquitted myself quite well.
Right.
I lit up Jolie and Nicholas Callis.
No, well, lighting up Callis probably isn't the most difficult of things, but...
But Jair Alexander.
Right.
That's a significant signing. This guy is an elite cover guy.
Well, he was unbelievable in Green Bay, and then word came out that he would be moving on. And the fact that he goes to the Ravens is incredibly disappointing. Incredibly disappointing.
Yeah.
They just keep getting better every year. It feels like they get closer and closer to the Super Bowl, and then every offseason they upgrade somewhere, whether it's Derrick Henry and now Jair Alexander.
Yeah, they'll lose a couple guys here and there on defense, but they seem to make smart moves. They're winning playoff games. You know, they're close. Everybody considers them a contender. Nobody does the Steelers. So one team gets Darius Slay, the other gets this guy. The list goes on. I have a real bone to pick, by the way, with this ESPN thing, the more I think about TJ Watt. We'll get to this in a minute. Intern Dom is busy. He's producing Pony's show today again. But you've become a figure of repute here around the station, especially over these last 2 weeks.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. This has been quite something. Mostly for slandering Pomp, which is, you should see his face when I mention that, Sean. I mean, I don't know. Is slander too strong of a word? Is this intentional? Have you gone after Pomp intentionally to elevate your status?
Here's the issue. Joe started all of this. I was producing for Joe on Memorial Day. We were having a very good morning.
I thought so.
It was great. And then I made kind of a flippant offhand comment that was just part of our conversation. And
right.
Joe turned me into essentially a villain.
Yeah.
For saying that an opinion is moronic. He turned it into, I called Pomp a moron.
Well.
And now I'm hated by everybody.
Let's... Pony will tell you that's not such a bad thing.
No, that
can elevate you.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing, but yeah, man, people, Pomp, listen, I knew Pomp was beloved around here.
Yeah.
This just cemented.
Are you hearing from people? Like, I heard that some people came up to you at the Open.
At the U.S. Open, yeah, and people were like, what are you doing? You're talking crap on Bob. I'm like, no, I'm not talking
crap. How did they know who you are?
I was talking to them. One person recognized me by my voice.
Yeah.
Another person said, where do you work? I said, the Fan, intern Dom. And both people said, oh, I read either the story online that my boy Andy Lindbergh wrote or just listening to the show.
Right. Now, you explicitly went after Bob as part of the second incident. So I'm curious. He is the godfather.
Right.
Have any of his minions, his henchmen, so to speak, come after you? Have you gotten any strange phone calls? Any visitors to the house? Anything like that?
Horse head in your bed. Oh.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Secretariat's head in your bed, anything?
Yeah, nothing like that. Social media has been brutal the past couple days.
Yeah.
Brutal. And normally, I'm very good at letting that stuff fall off my back. Past couple days, it's been like, whoa, between Pomp and Callis and everybody.
Yeah, I heard about the Callis thing. It's too long to explain here.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Let's go back to the origins then and try to get to the bottom of this. This is what happened on Memorial Day when I was marveling at the fact that this guy, intern Dom, who I love.
Thank you.
Very talented guy. I was marveling at the fact that he's still in college. He, as I said that day, has been going to college longer than Carl Krauser. It feels like I've known you for 7 years. You were at Syracuse when I first met you. I was astounded that you're still there and that you're not full-time at the Fan. What are you doing? You have a job. You go to college to get a job. You have a job here waiting for you. Why are you going back to college?
Understood. And to be honest, I agree with you on all of that. But I feel like at this point I should graduate, get that diploma, which probably doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot, but that's neither the here nor there.
Well,
I agree with you.
All right. And that wound its way to this on Memorial Day.
What about Tiger Woods?
That's a good one. Jack Nicklaus, some would say, is better than Tiger Woods.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
Oh my God, you just did what Limits did. You've insulted Bob.
I didn't insult Bob.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, you did. He says Jack Nicklaus is better than Tiger Woods, and you just called him a moron.
Well, then I guess Bob doesn't know what he's talking about, then, if that's what he's saying.
Oh, my God! Limits said that Bob's opinion last week was ridiculous, and it became an international story.
That did get a
you
lot of...
You just called Bob a moron.
No, I said that opinion is moronic.
Oh, no, you didn't. You said anyone who says that is a moron, Browser. The idea of college is to get a job.
Well,
you
forget about
one.
This part. We already went into that.
So you did double down there. Explain yourself.
I doubled down because I disagreed with Pomp's opinion.
Uh-huh.
And I think the opinion is one that I disagree with. You turned it into I called Pomp a moron, and that's what everybody ran with.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
There. You're really indicted by your own words here, intern Dom.
I disagree with the opinion.
Yes.
And Pomp, you know, not to get into the opinion.
But there, and you weren't going directly after Pomp, but you were going directly after anyone who has that opinion. You didn't make it clear that the opinion is moronic, but as Sean just played.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
You went after the actual people. And that wound its way into yet another attack on Bob, which I think took the Pompulus by surprise here. And I think this is where a lot of the outrage stemmed from. Anybody can make a mistake. And yeah, I egged on the situation. I admit that. But listen to this with Pony.
For Pomp to say he'd rather have Justin Fields, that's a...
Oh, here we go again. You're going at Pomp.
That's a low point in Pomp's career.
Wow.
I hate to say it.
No, you don't.
That is rock bottom for Pomp. It was a rock bottom opinion.
I mean, Sean Gentile, for one, is just baffled by this.
Yeah. Well, Sean, I think, took it a little too far. Like, take a chill pill, brother. Sean took it to the extreme. But, you know, I mean, the moron thing, I agree. I think a lot of people realized, oh, okay, he's just having fun. The second one, I think people really took, you know, an issue
with. Why did
you
do the second one? Was it because the first one maybe increased your Q rating, so to speak? Are you trying to capitalize on this? What happened with the second one?
No. Well, you have to understand, and Sean, maybe you can back me up on this. When you're producing for Pony, there's a much different energy from him than other hosts. And I feel as his producer, I need to match the energy.
Yeah.
So Pony's in here. He's giving off takes. He's, you know, going all over the place. And Pomp said something that I incredibly disagreed with. And so I was like, you know what? If Pony's going to have all this high energy, I'm going to match it. Sean, fair?
You haven't learned your lesson from this, however, because you did the same thing with the Callis situation and then tried to backtrack.
Well, no. If just to talk about that for a second, the Callis thing was Pony's theory the entire time. And I was just supporting my guy Pony, and I got crushed more than anybody combined in the whole situation.
Yeah.
Which baffled me. I didn't get that at all.
Well, you also had a controversial animal opinion that has generated some feedback.
What, the bee opinion?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just a fact.
The bees, and who else did you say are the stupidest animals?
Deer.
Bees, because they know they're going to die if they sting somebody, and they do it anyway.
Correct.
How do they know?
They have to know. They don't see their other bee buddies stinging people and then plopping on the floor dead because of it. Come on now.
Sean, are bees stupid?
No.
Well, Sean's
just
saying
that. I like
that.
Bees. They're vital to our ecosystem.
That's a separate topic.
Oh, get out of here.
I think I might agree with you. It seems, and I use this theory with spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Bees aren't mean, though. Like wasps, I don't like them.
Nobody
Yellow
said
jackets.
They were mean.
But I think bees are okay. I like bees.
I'm not saying.
Nobody said they didn't like them.
Right.
He said they're stupid. They see their friends instantly killed upon stinging, yet they sting. And this relates to my theory on spiders. When I get very angry at a spider,
mm-hmm.
especially in the basement, my wife and daughter have relegated me to the basement. That's where I live my whole life. Like a cat. It's a wonder I don't come through a door, a little miniature door at the top of the basement stairs. I literally say to myself, all right. I saw one of these black spiders. What are they? Black widows? Horrifying spiders.
Hopefully it's not a black widow. That sounds dangerous.
Aren't they poisonous?
It wasn't good. It came out of the drain.
Don't go near the black widow.
And I got scared. And when I get scared, I get angry. And I've done this before. I say, not only am I going to kill you, I'm going to put you right in the middle of the floor. So if somebody, one of your buddies, wants to pop out of the drain and take a look, they're going to see you in a million pieces.
Right.
So I killed this thing. And I didn't vacuum it up or pick it up with a tissue. I left him in the middle of the floor.
Oh, that's just gross.
As an example to
sending
anybody else. Anybody else want to come out here? This is what happens to you. That's what I did. So I agree that these insects observe what happens with others and that bees may very well be stupid. Why are deer stupid?
Because deer, in my experience, they will be walking down the side of the road. They'll see me driving toward them, and right when I get to them is when they decide is the best time to cross the street. Genuinely every time. You would think after the 17th time, they've learned their lesson that, hey, if a car is coming, I probably shouldn't cross the road. And they have to see all their deer buddies.
Right, laying on the side of the road.
Right.
Yeah, which would be alarming.
Right.
But have you ever heard of deer in the headlight syndrome? It's real. I think they get very confused with the lighting situation.
But why go toward the big metal object hurtling at you?
They don't know any better.
Well, then they're dumb. Guess you're making my point for me.
You're just going at everyone. Yeah. I really like deer. I actually have a baby deer that's left on my porch.
He didn't say he didn't like deer.
I love deer.
You're missing the point, Sean. He likes all these things. He thinks they're stupid.
I love animals.
I like Bechdel, but I think he's an idiot. Like, that wouldn't be... You're kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth there.
Sean said that, not me.
That's
I want to make that very clear. Sean said that, not intern Dom.
Okay. All right.
I didn't insult Bob.
I love that quote. I didn't insult Bob.
You know, Pomp and I...
Well, that's my other question. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, just to clarify,
yeah.
Pomp and I are great.
You sure about that?
We are. Pomp and I text every now and then. Pomp, when he sees me, he always gives me a hug. I think Pomp and I get along quite well, to be honest.
Have things changed at all since your second attack?
No. Now, I haven't seen him in person. I'm producing for him this Saturday, so I guess we'll find out then.
I mean, I see him every day, and I can tell you he's not overly pleased.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You just saying that, or are you being honest?
Being honest.
He's not overly pleased.
Yeah.
I guess, like I said, Saturday.
You may have some recognizance work to do on Saturday.
You think so?
If that's the right word, yeah.
Did you see him this past Saturday at the Open?
No.
I ran into him. He said he was looking for you there.
Is that true?
Oh. I did run into him. He didn't mention you by name.
I went as a fan.
I saw him cracking his knuckles quite a bit, though, when I was talking to him.
Oh, I wouldn't mess with Bob in any physical way. I think Bob would kick my butt.
No, I don't think there will be a fight. But I think you guys have probably something to talk about and hash out on Saturday.
Listen, Bob is, I think Bob knows where I was coming from, voice crack. If he was hurt by what I said, I think we can have a discussion about that. And it didn't help that a story was put out on the website that I'm attacking Pomp.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I heard it was one of the top stories on Odyssey across the country that day.
Andrew Lindbergh put that out that day?
Yeah.
What was the headline? Intern attacks Bob?
I can find it. It was Intern Dom, something along the lines of, attacks Pomp again, what is going on?
I didn't insult Bob.
I didn't insult Bob. All right, Dom. I guess I'm heartened by this talk, in some ways saddened by it.
Right.
And I wish you the best with Bob.
Thank you. Can I say one more thing before we go,
please.
By the way? Like a sports thing?
Sure.
I insult Bob.
Correct. I've heard this line before, and I'll use it again. My genius is the type that I don't think is fully appreciated until well after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you saw the Steve Levy quote from a couple days ago when he was on the Jim Rome show and said, if the Oilers don't win the cup, which they didn't, there is a real possibility that he's heard if Connor McDavid makes it somewhat clear he's not going to re-sign with Edmonton because he has 1 year left on his contract, they could possibly trade him. And I put this out on Twitter and it blew up. I'm just saying, the Penguins wouldn't be the worst destination for McDavid, even if it was for 1 year. And obviously, if they did trade for him, I'm assuming they try to re-sign him. Just saying, it's not a 0% possibility Connor McDavid is a Penguin come October.
Nope, it's just 0.01.
They could trade Erik Karlsson for him straight up. That'd probably get it done.
Thank you, intern Dom.
Thank you, Joe.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean.
I insult Bob.
I really like him. Do you, Sean?
Yeah, I like him. I think he's embracing becoming a villain, and he's going to, now that he's got a taste of it, like, I bet in an hour he's going to come after you.
Oh.
Listen, I don't want to be
there.
He'll blame it
he's
on Tony. He'll be like, oh, right. Pony made me do it.
I don't want to be a villain. I want to be loved by everybody. Jimmy Fallon said everybody wants to be loved. I want to be loved. I'm being turned into the villain, and now my objective is to change that and become the hero.
When do you go back to school?
August 23rd, I think.
Can we do a show from your graduation?
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You let me know.
All right.
100%.
Thank you, intern Dom.
Thank you.
Let's get back to this ESPN thing. The all-quarter century team that they have put out here. And we should start doing this, by the way, Sean, with Pittsburgh teams. Because there's a couple of things in here. And I'll tell you, it absolutely galls me that TJ Watt is not a starter on this team. It really does. This dude should be a three-time defensive player of the year. He should be. And that's the other thing, that when it comes to like Hall of Fame candidacies or stuff like this, people just automatically go with what was actually voted upon, even if it was a horrible, like, miscarriage of justice. You know what I mean? So, well, TJ Watt's only won Defensive Player of the Year once. Yeah, I know. They got it wrong at least one other time. He should be one of the few multiple-time winners in history and probably one of only, like, four people who have three times in history. So they have four edge rushers here. And who chose this team? It was Aaron Schatz, who has always been good at what he does. And they said it was, a lot of this was statistically based. Well, of course it is, but it depends on how deep you want to go. I don't want to go that deep. I want to have my eyes tell me that, all right, DeMarcus Ware, great. Julius Peppers, great. Miles Garrett and Jared Allen. You know, I'm not sure that TJ Watt, by the way, doesn't belong ahead of all of these guys. But then they have their next category after their four starters as the practice squad, which is TJ Watt and Michael Strahan.
That's such a bad name. I agree with Caboli there. They should have come up with something better. That seems almost insulting.
It isn't. The whole thing's insulting. And I'll tell you who else should be on this team, Sean. And you might not believe me, although I'm not sure until I see the actual receivers on the team. Justin Jefferson, Marvin Harrison, T.O. and Julio Jones, and Calvin Johnson. Oh, and Randy Moss. My God, how many? What are they doing here? They have six receivers. They only have one center.
Justin Jefferson's awesome, but you're strictly projecting with him.
Exactly. Well, it's not like he hasn't produced huge numbers so far.
No, but you can't compare his 5 years to guys, you know, for instance, like a Antonio Brown or an A.J. Green did over a 12-year career. So.
That's what I'm getting at, is Antonio Brown might be better than everybody on this list except for Moss and Calvin Johnson. Maybe. And for a six-year stretch, he was better than anybody ever but Jerry Rice. So are we taking character issues into this or not, Mr. Schatz?
Some of the receivers.
What are we doing here?
They had great seasons in the 90s, which you said do not count as well.
So, well, I mean, no, they don't count.
Moss, Owens, and Marvin Harrison, based strictly on what they did in the 2000s, I don't know that they were necessarily better than
He didn't seem to have any issues with putting Justin Tucker as his starting kicker when Adam Vinatieri's available. So how is Antonio Brown not on this team? I'm going to send him an email. We'll get back to the rest of this next, a prediction on whether the Pirates will get no hit or not tonight. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And social media's biggest loser, I'm going to say, is ESPN right now. And Aaron Schatz for this list is brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Pirates recall Billy Cook, Ron's long-lost son. So he's been killing the ball at AAA. Brian Reynolds off around the birth of a child. So Billy Cook, that'll provide a little interest tonight. I honestly think there's a decent chance, though, that they get no hit. How many hits? Over, under. If Skubal gives you seven innings, Pirates over, under hits 3.5.
I'm going to say 4.
All right. You'll go slightly over.
3 of the 4 will be weekly hit singles that are like seeing eye variety, though.
Yeah, I'll go under for that. Jair Alexander signs with the Ravens. Walter Football, for one, gives that signing an A+, says he's had some injury problems, but they've added Uwuzi, Starks, and now him to a group that already had Marlon Humphrey. Come on. It's no contest now in the secondary between these teams when you add in Kyle Hamilton. It's no contest, right? And it's no contest at quarterback. Those are two pretty good places to have huge advantages, right?
It's setting up for another season where the Ravens are going to be a heavy favorite. However, they've been in this situation before and with Lamar Jackson have not been able to get over the hump. But yeah, I think they're continuing to address any needs in free agency.
Yeah, I'm talking about them specifically in relation to the Steelers.
Certainly you could argue that the Steelers are not even the second best team, depending on what happens with Hendrickson and crew in Cincinnati in the division.
No, I agree with that. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hot and humid with a chance of storms throughout the day and a high of Heath Miller, which is 83. So what is your overall prediction, Sean, on Pirates Tigers tonight?
I think we're going to see something that we've seen a lot of. Pirates get a pretty good start from Heaney. Maybe goes, you know, 6 innings, 7 innings, gives up a couple of runs. But I think the Pirates are going to struggle to get one run on the board. And that happens for pretty much every team against Skubal. But it's just going to continue the woes that they have. And a recurring theme of pitching is good enough to win games. Hitting is not good enough to win games. And I keep thinking that at some point, these pitchers are going to hit a wall and start getting hammered a little bit because it is so tough to try to work with a razor-thin margin like they have to every single game, knowing they're getting no run support.
Yeah, maybe we saw that a little bit with Falter last night. This should have been Skubal against Skeens. Would have been the matchup of the year in Major League
Baseball. It would have
been
incredible. Yeah, that would have been awesome. And I think both pitchers would have loved that opportunity as well because everyone in Pittsburgh certainly says Skeens is the best pitcher in baseball. You could make that argument. I think you could also argue for Skubal because he's the reigning Cy Young winner in the American League and has been even better this year. And he had a ridiculous run of like 6 games where he had one total walk and was striking out guys at a much higher clip than what Skeens has. And the other thing is, I know you can say that wins and losses is a team record, but there's no doubt when Detroit has Skubal on the mound, they're winning the vast majority of the games and Skeens does not get that same benefit with Pittsburgh.
Man, it's going to be tough going tonight. I'm taking the Tigers 4-0, and I'm saying that Skubal throws a complete game, no hitter, with 13 strikeouts. I'm sorry to say, Sean. I truly am, but that's how I feel. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
It's going to be a good time. Nice working with you, Joe.
I forget who we have tomorrow. Oh, we have Tyler Kennedy right off the top of the show for an hour, rounding up the hockey season and talking plenty of golf and who knows what else. I'll see you, buddy.
All right, have a good one. Sean Myers bringing you fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.